What is the main cause of heart attacks?
The major cause of unstable angina and heart attack is coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease occurs as plaque builds up inside your coronary arteries over years and reduces blood flow to the heart muscle. In many people, coronary artery disease begins in adolescence and gradually develops over a lifetime. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, and smoking damage your arteries and contribute to plaque buildup. The process of plaque buildup in the arteries is called atherosclerosis. Plaques are deposits of cholesterol, calcium, and other substances that are covered by a fibrous cap. If a sudden surge in blood pressure occurs, if the artery suddenly constricts, or if other factors such as inflammation are present, the fibrous cap can tear or rupture. The body tries to repair the tear by forming a blood clot over it, just as it might stop the bleeding from a cut on the skin. The blood clot can completely block blood flow through the coronary artery to the heart muscle and cause a heart attack. But plaque is not always the cause of a heart attack. In rare cases, the coronary artery spasms and contracts, obstructing blood flow and causing chest pain. If severe, the spasm can completely block blood flow and cause a heart attack. Most of the time in these cases, atherosclerosis is also involved, although sometimes the arteries are clear. Cocaine, cold weather, emotional stress, and other factors can cause these spasms. But in many other cases, it is not known what triggers the spasm. A blood clot that forms over a ruptured plaque may not completely block the artery, but it may block blood flow enough to cause unstable angina. Unstable angina is a sign that a heart attack may soon follow, because the blood clot can quickly grow and block the artery. If the blood clot dissolves and an immediate heart attack is avoided, the body will try over time to repair the tear on the surface of the plaque. But this newly repaired plaque can also be very unstable. It is more likely to rupture again, putting you at even greater risk of a heart attack.
What is the difference between angina and a heart attack?
With both a heart attack and angina, part of your heart muscle is not getting enough oxygen because of reduced or blocked blood flow in your coronary arteries. With angina, the lack of oxygen is temporary and permanent heart damage does not occur. During a heart attack, the lack of oxygen lasts longer and causes permanent heart damage. With stable angina, you may notice the problem only when your heart is working harder and needs more oxygen, such as during exercise. The pain or discomfort goes away when you rest because your heart no longer needs as much oxygen. With unstable angina, a clot partly blocks your coronary artery or completely blocks it for a short period of time. However, the clot either breaks up by itself or breaks up after treatment with medicines, so permanent heart damage does not occur.
What can trigger a heart attack?
In most cases, there are no clear reasons why heart attacks occur when they do. However, sometimes your body releases adrenaline and other hormones into the bloodstream in response to intense emotions, such as anger, fear, and the fight-or-flight impulse. Heavy physical exercise, emotional stress, lack of sleep, and overeating can also trigger this response. Adrenaline increases blood pressure and heart rate and can cause coronary arteries to constrict, which may cause an unstable plaque to rupture. Nicotine, which is found in tobacco products, and cocaine can cause similar responses.